Blog Talk Radio.
I'll suffer in the flesh to get my reward in the end, cause my friend, the righteous gon' win. So if your eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it away. A dismemberment is better than a lake, now try his ways. Cause yours sees the agony of ecstasy is what you want. Y'all got the recipe, told her y'all for blessing me with a sound mind and eyes to see. These demons using people to get next to me. Come on demon, I wish you would test me. I'm feeling good like in Hebrew, sure you can't stress me. When he left me and couldn't find rest, he came back and found me, cleansed up and dressed me. I keep Baba Yah's spirit, but he wasn't trying to hear. Left and came back with seven more wicked than he. This is spiritual war, my spiritual sword, which is the word of God, what I use to close the door. Sound the alarm, this is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix. Sound the alarm, this is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix.
Spiritual warfare, demons take cover when y'all's there. Today my eyes clear, yesterday I was out there. Lost and blind, thinking I'm seeing the whole time. But everything I learned from my youth was all lies. We all tried to be righteous, but with no guidance from the word of Yah, we ended up lifeless. A valley of dry bones, going buck wild on the street corners. The prisoners are home, our women rule over us, the children oppress us. Our leaders don't lead, they just fleece and deceive us. Got a friend of Jesus, but who would believe us? We bring the truth, but our people don't receive us. Oh well, if they lost, shake the dust off my shoes and walk off to the next soul that's out here lost. Tell them put down the cross and leave the Christian church. It might hurt, but the lake would be much, much worse.
Sound the alarm, this is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix. Sound the alarm, this is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix.
Flesh and blood stands before your eyes on the physical, but on the spiritual, these demons trying to get at you. I feel it in my tissues, I got issues. David trying to creep back up, I thought I ditched dude. Left him in a pool to rot with the mildew. What I would do, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. Shaul, I feel you. You got a dot of sin on the daily just to get through. You better get a clue. The Father showed you his truth. Don't get seduced by a spirit that's against you. Speaking kind words, playing on your carnal mind. Leafy Hebrews fall for this every time. We keep it straight through at IH at all times. So going on, hot time. You can't steal our shalom. Shalom to OB. Shalom to Moshe. Shalom Yehudite. We rep IH.
Sound the alarm. This is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix. Sound the alarm. This is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix.
I'm a law-abiding citizen, fighting for the fatherless, the widows, and the innocent. Used to be a menace when I was in my ignorance. Got the knowledge, now I'm at the round table with businessmen. We don't discuss loot, we discuss truth. People hanging from a noose, it's time to cut them loose. Let them see. If they don't wanna lead this world, let them be. Don't cast your pearls, your rubies, or your jasper, 'cause the tears will soon follow the laughter. When they standing face to face with disaster, it's almost over, now we in the final chapter. I'm not here to preach to you, just to inform and offer shelter before the storm. I'm shouting from the rooftops that they sit quiet. This law is like my neighbor's house, I live by it. I set it off, oh let's begin. I'm in that mode, I get it in. Won't ever fold or break a bend.
Why is that?
'Cause I'm a law-abiding citizen. We in a war, protect your kin. So tell your fam, your next of kin. Not of this world, and won't pretend.
Why is that?
'Cause I'm a law-abiding citizen. The work I see my father do, I'm a speaker of it. This law is like a garden to me, I'm a keeper of it. I prune the leaves, remove the weeds, prepare the soil, then plant the seed. Can't force it on you, it's on you if you don't believe. When I succeed, it's apparent that we under siege. So I don't look to find justice in the unjust. Corrupted founders, true intentions try to cover up. They call evil works good, good works evil. The Constitution claim men are created equal, but Yah's law set you high above all people. Do as you will in this land, 'cause it's all legal. We the outcast, have not downtrodden. Receive the fruits of your labor and they spoil rotten. Can't even use the Pope, some say we in a cult. They got some screws loose, I'm here to tighten up the boat. I set it off, oh let's begin. I'm in that mode, I get it in. Won't ever fold or break a bend.
Why is that?
'Cause I'm a law-abiding citizen. We in a war, protect your kin. So tell your fam, your next of kin. Not of this world, and won't pretend.
Why is that?
'Cause I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Lawbreakers punished for our own disobedience. We don't pray to Yah, we turn the spirit into medium. Constellations, tarot cards, Greek gods, Venus, Mars. Why you looking to the stars? They won't show you who you are. You don't have to go that far or down to the deepest sea. Easily accessible, not shrouded down in secrecy. This ain't black supremacy or saying we superior. Satan and his followers, the only ones inferior. Laws of the Father, they were put in our possessions. Spread it to the people, let them know that indiscretions. I pray you get this message, I'm laying in this verse. This law is like a weapon, it can free you from this curse. And in the resurrections, I pray I'm in the first. Job well done when they lay me in the dirt. Tassels swinging from my garments, hit the scene hard. Law abiding citizen, I got my green card.
I set it off, oh let's begin. I'm in that mode, I get it in. Won't ever fold or break a bend.
Why is that?
'Cause I'm a law-abiding citizen. We in a war, protect your kin. So tell your fam, your next of kin. Not of this world, and won't pretend.
Why is that?
'Cause I'm a law-abiding citizen. I set it off, oh let's begin. I'm in that mode, I get it in. Won't ever fold or break a bend.
Why is that?
'Cause I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Giving out that life is too crazy. I ain't going back to the world, it's too crazy. Turn away from God's word, is you crazy? What?
Is you crazy? Is you crazy? Is you crazy? Is you crazy? Nah, that's crazy.
Did I stutter? Angels watching out for me, no Danny Glover. No need to say no homo, y'all is my lover. Infiltrate the system like I'm undercover, brother. Reach another ear, watch me gain another brother. Boy, I thought I told you like your uncle and your mother. Babylon's a whore, so you know I don't love her. Babylon's a whore, so you know I don't trust her. Y'all gon' slap her down with all the strength that he can muster. Your Hoshua is coming, you gon' see the cloud hover. Keep on disobeying, he gon' burn you like Usher. Better have you saying, like Buster. Probably have to send you down south like Slusher. Better catch up, pour the gas with the mustard. Boy, this life is gravy like the 84 Hustler. Only difference is we ain't gotta swing the custard.
No, I gotta spread the news, it's too crazy.
Yeah,
y'all
like
giving
that
out
there.
That life is too crazy. I ain't going back to the world, it's too crazy. Turn away from God's word, is you crazy? Is you crazy? Is you crazy? Is you crazy? Nah, that's crazy. No, I gotta spread the news, it's too crazy. Y'all giving out that life is too crazy. I ain't going back to the world, it's too crazy. Turn away from God's word, is you crazy? Is you crazy? Is you crazy? Is you crazy? Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm telling you, y'all folks better not buy what they telling you. If you truly knew what they're trying to do to you, it's terrible. Put you in a camp like you fatter than honey boo. But I never worry, you're sweeter than honey do. If you follow Yah and you do what you're supposed to do. If you love the scriptures and keeping them close to you. Nowadays rappers are sweeter than Sailor Moon. Catch them wearing red lipstick like Taylor Swift. They don't know Messiah is coming and coming swift. The truth that I spit is gravy like in a dish. Take that to the bank and I'm favoring my benefits. But only in the end will I benefit off of it. Time is running short like an old and decrepit hip. Staying set apart like a lion with leopard print.
No, I got a friend, the news is too crazy. Y'all giving out that life is too crazy. I ain't going back to the world, it's too crazy. Turn away from y'all's word, is you crazy? Is you crazy? Is you crazy? Is you crazy? Nah, that's crazy. No, I got a friend, the news is too crazy. Y'all giving out that life is too crazy. I ain't going back to the world, it's too crazy. Turn away from y'all's word, is you crazy? Is you crazy? Is you crazy? Is you crazy?
Nah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Hey, and Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there in Radio Land. Hallelujah. How you doing? How you feel? How you be? Y'all know what this is, man. For about the next hour and a half or thereabouts, we will be providing a hostile takeover of these here radio waves, man. But I can't do it by myself. So I got my Akeem with me first on the, first on the docket. I got my Akeem Boaz Ben Yisrael. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, big homie. What it do?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there in Radio Land, man. Much love, and may Yah give you peace and shalom on this Shabbat. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, man, and this is a live call-in show, fam. So when you call in that number, which is area code 319-527-6302, you will be thrown in the host queue, and then you will be formally introduced to the mans on the ones and twos, our producer extraordinaire, Aki Tashaya Ben Yisrael. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, big homie, what up?
Shabbat Shalom, Mark, and Akeem, rather. Right? Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there in Radio Land that's tuning in with us tonight. Glad that you can join us. And once again, I know Akeem got a good one lined up for you. So, hallelujah that y'all are here. Once again, Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael.
Hey, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Like I said, man, hey, this is a live call-in show, so any questions, comments, and or concerns you may have, go ahead and let your fingers do the walking for some of you old schoolers out there. Area code 319-527-6302. That is the guest call-in. And this is the Spiritual Warfare Radio Show brought forth to you by Israelite Heritage Radio Network. So, yeah, man, we got a pretty good one on tap for the fans tonight. It's called Focus, man. And, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let's just be focused, and let's continue to push on what we need to focus on, as opposed to just getting sidetracked, man, because I was got a chance to holler at the co-host a little bit before the show started, man, and we were just talking about some of the goings on in the and just everything that's going on in the world, man. And we ran go ahead, Doc.
No, go ahead. I'm just agreeing. Go ahead. No doubt. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, it was just it was really, really a blessing. We got a chance to rap a taste, to quote JoJo real quick, but rap a taste for a little bit, man, and just talk about some of the things that were going on. And we both brought to each other's attention some of the things that we hadn't seen, within the news and stuff. And so that sort of sparked tonight's radio show, man. Just kind of, discussing all of the things that are going on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and so we have to remain focused, or else we'll get lost in the proverbial salt. And so, I wanted to start off first, and Akeem, or just brothers, talking about this most recent thing where the it was a shooting in, I want to say, Milan, Italy, where the young man, he pledged his allegiance to ISIS, and he attacked this Christmas, that's like a bazaar or like a gathering or something like that, where they had a Christmas mall in Germany. And from there he fled back to, he fled to Italy, driving through Germany, through France, and then into the northern portions of Italy, to where he was gunned down in Munich. And that prompted, and I'll post this in the chat room so you guys can go back and read it at your leisure, man, as I'm always, always like to do, so that you guys have these things and you guys can document these things for yourself and go back and read them, at your earliest convenience. But this prompted this article right here that, and I'm just going to read a snippet of it, but this is from, I think this was from CBS News Philly, and it says here, federal authorities warned Friday that the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, sympathizers continue aspirational calls for attacks on holiday gatherings, including targeting churches. Now, spiritually, we know we ain't got no business being in these places anyway, but you see the hand of Yah working here. Let me read this article real quick, and then we're going to dive head first into this thing spiritually. It says, the bulletin was issued on Friday by the FBI and Homeland Security and issued to law enforcement agencies and private security companies around the United States. There are no known specific credible threats, U.S. law officials say. The bulletin was issued out of an abundance of caution given the public nature of the posted threats on the holiday season. Of course, they're talking about these ISIS threats that they send via the internet, video, and things like that. It says here, the bulletin also described the different signs of suspicious activity law enforcement should be aware of. In the past, public threats by ISIS supporters have focused on military and law enforcement targets. The more recent threats have expanded to include the type of attack we saw in Berlin, Nice, France, and Columbus, Ohio. And again, they were talking about churches, shopping centers, and places like that. They put up this bulletin to be on tack because those are not as heavily guarded as, say, like a military installation or a police station or something right. Like that, church. Just like the guy. But see, what's so funny is they'll talk all of this stuff about ISIS, and we're going to talk about all of this stuff. I just want to kind of throw it out there, Akeem, so we can kind of get the conversational pot stewing. But they'll talk about all of this, but what about the little Gentile dude who did the exact same thing? You know what I'm saying? He went into a quote-unquote black church or whatever, a little Bible study, and shot and killed those nine Hebrews down there. What was that, South Carolina? Nobody talked about that. He just had his trial, and he was found guilty. Of course he was guilty. Hell, he went in there and shot up and killed nine people.
Right.
But, they're not talking about the worst terrorist attack you know what I'm saying, in modern history, i.e., you know, the transatlantic slave trade, you know, where they did far more vicious things to Israelites. You know what I'm saying? But that seems to be lost in translation as they market and they campaign this new, well, I'm not even going to call it a new, but this reinvented war against Islam. You know what I'm saying? And so I want to kind of talk about that in detail too. But what do you, Akeem, think about that, man, as we start, you know, just tonight's first segment? You know what I'm saying? And, okay, I see we're having an issue with the link. I'm going to try to see if I can get it up and running here. But, yeah, what do y'all think about that?
Yo, why are you go ahead and get that link together, man? I mean, it's like what you just said. They talk about the mass terrorism, so on and so forth, but they refuse to recognize the biggest act of terrorism, the transatlantic slave trade. But even beyond that, man, even on a more granular level, we can go to Rosewood and talk about that act of terrorism in Rosewood, Florida. We can go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and talk about what happened on Black Wall Street and how they dropped bombs on our people, right? Hell, we can even go to Memphis and talk about the Memphis Massacre of 1866 that's just now getting recognized. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of people don't even know about it, but how, you know, newly freed slaves settled right outside of Memphis, and then, you know, whites came into the town, and as usual, were unarmed, unprepared. They came in, shot, killed, hanged, burned alive, raped pregnant women, you know, all during the Memphis Massacre, but this stuff is not being talked about, not being recognized, but yet and still, they want to give flack to Colin Kaepernick for taking a knee during the national anthem, and we're all supposed to jump on the bandwagon of these so-called terrorist acts, which are really plotted out, planned, and strategic, not even really acts of terrorism. It's just a plot. It's just a plan to get you distracted, to implement a greater plan of destruction, right? So that's where I'm at with it. You know, I just know it's a crock, and, you know, there's so many different instances where we could talk about acts of terrorism. You know, police come into our hood and gunning us down, or we're unarmed. You know, those are acts of terrorism. That doesn't get addressed, right? Now, it's not talked about as an act of terrorism, you know what I mean? So, you know, Israel, get prepared, because there's a lot more coming your way. You know, the new president-elect speaks of law and order. He is down for stop and frisk, which means I'm going to arrest you, nigga, and put you in jail. Period. That's all it means. And he wants to do that nationwide. So there's a lot coming our way. So we definitely need to be prepared for the times of trouble. Terrorism is on its way to the house of Israel.
Okay. And it's very appropriate that, you know, it would start with something like this, you know, like, you know, like we were just talking about, you know, they're going into these church houses and stuff like that, and shooting, you know, and basically bringing that fear into these houses. Because, again, when we just, like, you know, scripture talks about, you know, us using, you know, in the ancient days, Mizraim or Egypt as a walking stick, and how Yah said, I'm going to snatch that walking stick or that crutch from you. You know, that's happening now. Yah is going to, you know, he's going to, you know, make you decide where you stand. Do you want to stand with him, or do you want to stand, you know, do you want to stay in, you know, Mystery Babylon, or do you want to stay, you know, in this reprobate mindset? And first it starts with, you know, these alleged act of terrorism. And like you were saying, you know, with this, you know, with the new incoming, with the incoming president, you know, he's going to bring about a different feel and things like that. You know, so it's really important for us to remain focused and to understand that these things must take place. and will in fact take place. And I'm, you know, I kind of want to make a pivot here now and just kind of show just how they're desensitizing us to, you know, murder on live television. Like, did you see the assassination? Like, the video that I posted, man, I saw it for myself. It was on YouTube, and I'm going to post this video here in the room. They still have it where they actually showed the he was the Russian ambassador, and they showed him being executed on television. And again, you know, under the guise of jihad or whatever, again, like the Ox said, man, we know that whole thing, that whole, you know, ISIL, ISIS, whatever you want to call it, we know that is, you know, sponsored and propagated by, you know, these various governments and things like that. But again, on the spiritual, as we remain focused and as we stay focused, we see through the physical and we understand the spiritual, that this is just the dry run. This war against Islam is to prepare the world's outlook. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember, it was one official where he basically called, you know, these folks savages. You know what I'm saying? And he basically said that it is a war. You know what I'm saying? This is a war against, you know, this is a war against humanity. You know, when they talk about these things. So when we see the you know, the gradual desensitizing of, you know, murder in the streets, we're seeing that we're coming to those days, like it says in the book of John 16, where, you know, the servants of Yah will be killed. You know what I'm saying? And these people will be thinking that they're going to be rendering a service to the Almighty by killing you. You know what I'm saying? So as, you know, we see that, and then there's that picture of the kind of going back to, you know, the terrorist, the terror attacker who, you know, ran that truck in the into the crowd in Germany. You know, there's a picture of him laying flat, and like, you can tell that this man is dead. I don't care what IVs they got in his arm. You know, it's like, I can see that the breath of life is gone from that man, just how limp the dead. I've seen the dead, but I know what dead bodies look like, and that's the dead body in that picture. I don't care that they got IVs going in his arms or whatever. When that body is limp, right, ain't no breath of life in that body. And that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? That's the point. They're gradually desensitizing us to this, so that by the time the real persecutions come, hey, it's nothing to go out. I mean, the view of the Israelite is already as such, is that we're unfit. You know what I'm saying? We're unfit for life. We're unqualified. How many times have you heard this, you know, going all the way back to like the eugenicist movements or whatever in the early 1900s, unfit, feeble-minded, you know what I'm saying? Where they had, you know, sterilization and things like that, forced sterilization and, you know, population control. So that's already ingrained in the psyche of your typical Gentile here in America. Though they may not articulate it, they may not say it, those feelings are somewhere, because this country, it's woven in the very fabric of this nation. You know what I'm saying? The Gentile in America has, you know, they have that I'm boss mentality. You know what I'm saying? When they say white, and Malcolm X even spoke to this back during his days, you know, in one of his speeches, he's like, you know, that I'm boss. That's that mentality that these jackals have. And you see it now and again in the personification of their president now. He's going to make America great again. So all of these things are coming into play as we move ever closer to the return of the Messiah. So again, family, it is in our best interest to stay focused.
Okay, no doubt, man. You know, it's really simple. It's really easy, Israel, you know, to make that transition from the war on Islam to the war on you. You know, just piggybacking off of Akeem O'Shea, like we were saying earlier, Ak, about Malcolm X. Don't you know when he was assassinated, when he was shot dead? First off, they make it seem like it was somebody who just said, "Get your hands out of my pocket, nigga," and shot him from the crowd. There was bullets that rained down on him from up above, right? Then on top of that, when he was dragged out of that auditorium, They were giving him mouth-to-mouth breathing air into his lungs, and they weren't really trying to bring him back to life. They were really stopping the breathing. That's exactly what was happening. Like, I mean, it's been documented that it wasn't really them trying to resuscitate him, but more so them trying to stop the breath of life from coming into him. Hebrews getting assassinated is easy breezy, 1-2-3-zy. It's nothing to it, right? To make the jump from the war on Islam to the war on Israel is pretty simple. Why? Because Yah said in his word that you were going to be duplicated, you were going to be mimicked, and the world is going to believe that a simple people were you, right? So Genesis chapter 9, verses 25, and he said, curses Canaan, let him become a servant of servants to his brothers. And he said, blessed be Yah, the power of Shem, and let Canaan become his servant. Let Yah enlarge Yafet, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan become his servant. Yafet is dwelling in our tents right now. Those Ashkenazi Jews that are over there in our land, they're dwelling in our tents right now. Right? So it's they're claiming to be the people. It is no small cause for them to go ahead and think that they are the people. Right? And for us to just go ahead, you know what I'm saying? And for us to just go ahead and fall second place, night we recognize as Israel, Muslims go ahead and take the charge, and Muslims go ahead and have a war declared on them because we have big beards, because we have locks, we be recognized as Muslims as well. I keep having to tell people at work that I'm not a Muslim. So everybody thinks I'm a Muslim at work. You know, I don't even know what it is. I keep telling them, like, I'm not a Muslim. But they keep thinking, like, yo, you're a Muslim, yo. My new manager, she's an Arab, and one of my former team members, she's like, okay, great, you're going to her team. Two Muslims should be able to get along. I'm like, I'm not a Muslim. I keep telling y'all that, you know what I mean? And she's like, oh, well, what are you? You know, I said, okay, I'm a Bible believer. That's all I am. That's it. You know,
right.
And so that transition from the war on Islam to the war on us is going to be really easy to make. Why? Because the Islam, the Muslims, they stole your culture. You know, they rock the big beards. They're about cleanliness, like you're about cleanliness. The multiple wives, the praying to, you pray to Jerusalem, they pray to Mecca. I mean, they just totally, totally doctored and stole our culture, you know. And so for that, for what's happening right now, the war of Muslims, I mean, it's just going to be an easy transition to go from that to the war on the Hebrew Israelites. It's already happening right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay, absolutely. And not to mention just some of the physical characteristics. You know, a lot of indigenous Africans, i.e. the Hamites, you know, were you know, forced by Mohammedan slavery, that were Islam was forced upon them. You know, they're black, they're a black skinned people, you know, Israelites, we're a black skinned people. We're often, you know, or Israelites who don't know that they're Israelites also many times want to identify with Africa. So you can see how it's easy for them to, you know, mistake us. As a matter of fact, man, when I went to Little Caesars earlier today to get us some pizza, and this one sister, she said, Merry Christmas. And y'all know, hey, we in these times. So I was like, no, baby girl, I don't do, you know, holidays. She's like, what, you a Muslim? And I had to explain
right.
to her. I was like, no, right off the rip. I'm like, no, I'm not a Muslim. I'm a Bible believer. And I was like, truth be told, you know, you can't show me anywhere in that Bible where the Messiah was born on December 25th. And I was like, you know, there is no, you know, there is no such thing as, you know, the Messiah's birthday. And so it was pretty short conversation, but within that, you know, within that short amount of time, you know what I'm saying, I was able to, you know, able to deliver the word of Yah to her, which this article right here, this was a brew in Phoenix. He was just, let me read it here. I just posted it in the chat room, but I'll just read a snippet of it. This cat, his name was Derek Thompson. He's who also goes by the name of Abu Talib al-Amirki, I believe I said it right, was arrested by the Arizona Joint Terrorism Task Force earlier this week. In October, investigators say that Thompson made several Google searches, including midnight mass, martyrdom versus suicide, and which type of gun is the most powerful. He has also reportedly posted on his Google Plus account in October, we need to get down with this ISIS S. So again, all of you Facebook prophets out there posting all of this stuff, posting all of this hatred, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Facebook is just like Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was what the CIA used to network and to catalog and to track the Mujahideen. For those of you who haven't done your homework, the Mujahideen was going back to the Arab-Soviet war in Afghanistan, or the Afghan-Soviet war. You know, watch Rambo 3 to kind of get the Clef Notes version of who the Mujahideen was. You know what I'm saying? So, again, getting back to Mr. Derek Thompson here, it says, according to court paperwork, it was January 2015 when Thompson tried to buy a gun from Backpage.com with the intent to carry out an attack on ISIL, ISIS, whatever. However, Thompson is a convicted felon, which prohibits him from buying a firearm. Investigators say in 2014, Thompson had been an avowed jihadist and has conducted hundreds of Google searches for handguns, rifles, scopes, and crossbows. Thompson, who was raised in Arizona, was involved in two armed robberies back in 2005, blah, blah, blah. It just goes on then. But I say all of that to say this. Just like my aunt was saying, it's real easy for them to put an Israelite face in there with that whole thing. And it's going to be easier for them to make that transition because they already hate you. Because the hate that they have for you is a spiritual hate. You know what I'm saying? This hate that, you know, that's being stirred up by all of the propagation, all of the propaganda, that's where propaganda comes from, propagating the faith, you know what I'm saying, going back to the crusade times, they have to do this thing to stir up, you know, to stir up this hatred, you know, or this fear against the Arabs. But when they, you know, when they come towards us, Israelites, it's not going to be that hard. You know what I'm saying? Because the hatred that they have towards us is the hatred that Yah has towards Satan. It's always going to be that enmity between right and wrong, good and evil. You know? And I don't know if y'all heard this or not, Aki. This is where is it? Let me see. Let me try to find it here. They're actually plans in the works for London City, actually. Not London, but London City, the little capital, the little nation within the city, London City, just like Vatican City, and just like Washington, D.C.
Where Rothschild Bank is at in London City.
Check this out. It says here, man checkpoints, ring of steel built bollards, restricted roads, crash-proof barriers are among some of the measures proposed to strengthen the defenses of London's square mile at the cost of 5 million euros. A number of new skyscrapers, which are to be built in the city, are seen as particularly vulnerable to a lorry bomb attack, the Evening Standard has reported. Counterterrorism specialists have put together plans for a secure cordon, which would seal off key routes to the Undershaft, St. Mary Axe, and Leadenhall Street, and limit traffic access without having the need for vetting by security. So basically what they want to do is, in a nutshell, is put a ring of steel around London City, basically having choke points, checkpoints, you know what I'm saying, and the whole like. Now, this is something that we've been talking about for a long time, man, going back years and years and years. I want to say going back to at least 2008, you know what I'm saying, how, and I know for a fact in Chicago they have these things where they started to basically, because when you look at the city, it's a grid. You know what I'm saying? You have horizontal streets and vertical streets, and then you have some angle streets in there. But basically, you know, the major arteries can basically run from one side of the city to the other side of the city. But what they've started to do in some neighborhoods, because some neighborhood streets ran, you know, for like miles, what they started to do was put these little cul-de-sacs and actually cut off, you know what I'm saying, cut off some of the city streets, you know what I'm saying, so they don't go all the way through. They have these little, right. you know, these little, yeah, like these little islands. And, you know, on the expressways, they have these arm bars and things like that, you know. And it's just been gradually coming, gradually coming, gradually coming. You started to see a lot of, you know, repairs, I'll say, or installation of new light fixtures and things like that, the new stoplights, you know what I'm saying? And basically at these major intersections, these major cities, it seems as if they were redoing the streets. But, you know, what they were doing was putting down fiber optic cables and putting down global positioning locators and things like that. So it would be easier to use GPS. One would say, oh, that's just for Google and Google Maps and stuff like that. No, that's so tanks can roll in. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're driving a tank, the driver of the tank isn't looking outside the tank. He's inside the tank, and he's trusting his navigation. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, man. So that's what it's coming to, brothers and sisters. So we have to remain focused so we can still see these things, you know? Like with the whole situation, everybody's, you know, up in the – go ahead.
No. I was just agreeing with you, Aki. Like in Detroit, it's there's on 13 Mile and Mound, there is a military assembly line, I guess, like where they just build tanks and build Humvees, so on and so forth. And you just see the tanks just rolling out, you know, going to their destination, so on and so forth. They just replaced all of the city lights with LED. It's just LED lights for the traffic lights, for the lights you see on the streets, right? And it's like, it's a big thing in Detroit. It's like, okay, great. We got, you know, all these new lights in the city, so on and so forth. But like you just said, it's just tracking devices, so on and so forth. They say that in Detroit, the military can shut down the city within 20 minutes, because everything is freeways. We got a bunch of freeways. You can get anywhere in Metro Detroit in about 20, 25 minutes. The military can roll in tanks and just shut down freeways and lock the whole city down in 20 minutes if they needed to. Okay. Light Guard Army, right in the middle of the city. Tank building plant, 2-4 miles outside the city. You know, they're preparing for what's to come, to shut down the cities, to lock in the cities and keep you trapped. This whole hipster movement, which is happening right in Detroit, and I'm sure it's happening in Chicago, Philly, you name it, all these other cities and whatnot, where all these Gentiles are moving in and, you know, it's gentrification taking place. They're buying up the homes and rehabbing the homes, driving up the property value, and basically making living within the city like the end thing to do. And so you want to move into the city, you want to be in the city, so that when the time comes, they can lock you right into the city. That's what they're doing right now. So I'm totally where you're at. I agree with what you're saying, Ak.
Kane, and again, man, it's so interesting that, you know, we can't fall into that low. We can't fall into that deep sleep. You know what I'm saying? We can't. We are not like the nations. You know what I'm saying? We have to understand that we are still here under our captivity. And, you know, we can't think as the nations think, because they think as free men, you know what I'm saying, and women. So when they speak about these things, when they talk about these things, man, they're talking about it from a viewpoint or a vantage point of having not been in captivity. You know what I'm saying? Having not been at the mercy of the oppressor and things like that. So, you know, again, as it relates to tonight's show, and it says we stay focused, man. We have to remain focused on that point, that we are not here, you know, under our own free will. This is a captivity, us here being, you know, being in these United States. And, you know, everybody's talking about, oh, concentration camps and all of that stuff, man. Living in the hood is a concentration camp, doggone it. You know what I'm saying? We've been like you talked about, you know, the freed slaves in Memphis who were attacked, you know, Rosewood, so on and so forth, man. All of these times, when have we ever had peace in this nation as a people? I'm talking about the Israelites. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of what's going on, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, people talking about like terrorist threats and people talking about all of that stuff, man, you have to understand, family, when we speak about these things, we're not speaking about these things as the world speaks about these things. We're trying to give you the spiritual understanding of these things. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't turn a blind eye to the goings on in the world, but we have to make sure that we're led by the truth, led by the Spirit of Yah when we speak these things. And so that's the difference between they and we. That's the difference between, you know, when you hear it from, say, like an Alex Jones or, you know what I'm saying, whomever, you know what I'm saying, if they're not being led by the truth, then they're not, you know, you're not getting the truth. You know, and so, you know, like when the Hawk is talking about these things, man, you know, and myself, when we speak about these things, brothers and sisters, we have to understand that these people are being led by, you know, very wicked spirits. I mean, let's just take, for example, since we are in the dark times of the year, let's just take this for an example. And I know I'm kind of going a little left with this, Hawk, but hey, you know how we do. We'll take some topic, you know, that would seem to be way out there in left field, and we'll tie it into tonight's topic. Of course, we're in the dark times of the year, you know what I'm saying? And within that time frame, within this time frame that we're in now, we understand being in the spiritual realm, operating on the spiritual realm, we understand which spirits in which we're dealing with. If you don't know, you need to accustom yourself or get accustomed to the prevailing spirits. During this time of course, the United States as a whole, Mystery Babylon, right? You know, she has that harlot, Lady Liberty. You know what I'm saying? Lady Liberty, Liber. You know what I'm saying? Liber, Bacchus, Dionysus. Those three entities are one and the same. You know, they come from different cultures. Bacchus, of course, is Roman. Dionysus, of course, is Grecian. And if I'm not mistaken, let me see. Liber comes from, I want to say, let me make sure. Let me look here real quick. Liber is Chthonic, I think. Yeah, let me read. It says here, originally associated with husbandry and crops, but then assimilated with Dionysus. Okay, so it would be Greek then. The consort of Ceres, the father of the goddess Libra. His festival is Liberalina, there we go, Liberalina, was on March 17th when young men celebrated the arrival at manhood. Now, what does that have to do with Dionysus, have to do with Bacchus? All of those, of course, are offshoots of our modern-day Jesus Christ, right? They say that Jesus Christ is born on the 25th of December. So again, when you look at Bacchus, when you look at Dionysus, and when you look at Liber, the one thing that ties them in is phallic. You know what I'm saying? The phallic or the male member or the male, you know, the male aspect of reproduction, the penis, right? Mm-hmm. When you look at Bacchus and when you look at Dionysus, you have, you know, the god of drunken revelry, right? Drunken partying. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, Bacchalania or Liberalania, right, induced hysteria, right? So when you look out and you see all of these people frantic, you know, whatever it is that they're frantic about, they're fearful of terrorism, right? You know, they're frantic, they're engulfed or, you know, under the influence of this holiday spirit. You know what I'm saying? You have these people beating each other over Christmas gifts and all of this stuff, man. You understand and right. You know in what spirit that you're dealing with. I don't understand why that we have such a hard time trying to, you know, when we claim to be a spiritual people, but we stumble over the simplicities of the spiritual matters, man. We got to understand the times that we're in. You know, so when we look out and we see, you know, when you look at the incoming president and you see his cabinet, you know what I'm saying, the people that he's aligning himself with, he's aligning himself with former generals, you know what I'm saying, men of war, you know what I'm saying, his entire office, his entire staff, you know, darn near is former generals. You know what I'm saying? And then with this latest thing, you know, him going back and forth with you know, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, you know what I'm saying, talking about, you know, the nuclear arms race. Let it be a race then, I believe is let it be an arms race then, I believe is what he said. If not, I'm paraphrasing it. It's very close to what he said, but you understand where I'm coming from. So again, man, all of these things are playing into effect. We understand here, you know, that these wild jackals, he wants to make America great again. He wants to, you know, he wants America to be the, you know, the whole cowboy image. You know, remember during his campaign run, and he was talking about, you know, comparing hand sizes, and you know the old saying, you know, as your hand size, so is your manhood. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
right.
So yeah, man, just be aware of what's going on, family. You know, but know that we are not fear mongering, nor are we afraid of anything, but understand these things that are going on. You know, it would be perfect for this type of man to bring war. You know what I'm saying? To bring, you know, that type, to bring that thing, because we're in these times. As Messiah, you know, as Messiah prophesied, there are going to be wars, plural, and rumors of war. So we can expect these things to happen. We can expect, you know, increased quote unquote terror attacks and things like that, because the people have to be, you know, the people have to be fearful. You know what I'm saying? In order for that energy, again, it's all about energy, spirit. That this is what we're talking about. This is what we focus on, the spiritual aspect. So these energies have to get to a certain, you know, they have to get to a certain level in order for that man of sin, you know, for the, you know, to make it right, you know, for that time. It's chaotic, it's war, everything is going on, and then God comes to save mankind. You know what I'm saying? God comes to rescue mankind and to unite peace. You know, so don't get distracted when, you know, the United States, like it says, they abstained on the UN vote and condemning the Israel settlements. You know what I'm saying? You know, wouldn't that be just like, you know, the man of sin to come in and say, hey, you don't need to settle when, you know, you don't need to have settlements in the land when the land is yours and the land is, you know, Yishmael, he's your brother. You know, of course, talking about the quote unquote Arabs who live over there. You guys are brothers. You guys, you don't need settlements. This is your land. You know, so I mean, you know, man, we just got to keep our eyes open. We just got to stay focused, man. There's so much stuff that's going on in the world, man. And we have to remain focused, and we have to, in order for Yah to use us, in order for Yah to show us what we need to be shown.
No doubt, IT. I mean, I was actually going to read that article tonight about the U.S. Sustaining from those votes there. The United
Nations. Go ahead. Yeah, do that.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, it's basically, you know, I mean, short and dirty version, as I pull up this article here, is, you know, the U.S. is basically saying, hey, we refrain from saying that you're wrong or you're right, you know. What's funny is that in Obama's first, his first term, he went over to Israel. And, you know, the cabinet of Benjamin Netanyahu said that, hey, listen, they said it jokingly, but they said, listen, if our Messiah was coming, this is exactly how we would greet him. I mean, they rolled out the red carpet for him and prepared this lavish banquet for him. And they said it jokingly, but you know, jokes are really just truth, you know, in a funny way. That's all it is. And so they said it in a joking way, but it really meant it. They said, hey, if our Messiah was coming, this is exactly how we roll it out for him. Now they're up in arms and pretty upset that the U.S. abstained from the U.N. vote criticizing Israeli settlements. So the article goes, the Obama administration abstained from voting Friday on a U.N. Security Council resolution critical of Israeli's settlements in the West Bank, drawing accusations from the Israeli government that Washington had abandoned its closest Middle East ally and dealt a blow to the chances of peace talks with the Palestinians. The resolution, which could have been vetoed by the U.S., declared Israeli settlements illegal under international law and demanded that the country cease construction in the West Bank and other territories captured in the 1967 Middle East War. Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, defended the move to abstain, saying, "One cannot champion both settlements and two-state solutions in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The settlement problem has gotten so much worse." Power said after the vote, which had been delayed from Thursday. She added that our vote today does not diminish the country's steadfast commitment to Israel. The decision to abstain highlighted the increasingly frayed relationship between the Obama administration and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Netanyahu's office, in a statement after the vote, rejected the resolution and said the Obama administration secretly plotted to undermine Israel by not vetoing the proposal. The White House rejected the accusation. The Obama administration not only failed to protect Israel against this gang up at the UN, it colluded with it behind the scenes, Netanyahu's office said in a statement. Following the vote, Israel recalled its ambassadors to New Zealand and Senegal, two of the co-sponsors of the resolution for consultation, and canceled aid programs to Senegal. Netanyahu's office said in a text message, a planned visit to Israel by the Senegalese foreign minister also was canceled. I want you to pay attention to that, because Senegal is a country on the west coast of Africa that's filled with Brews, actual blood Hebrew Israelites, right? Every one of us didn't make that transatlantic slave trade. You know, all of us didn't go across the ocean. There's still a bunch of Hebrews still on the west coast of Africa. All right. Yah said that he would spread Israel to all kingdoms of the world. So there's a lot of Israelites that are on. As a matter of fact, I work with a Senegalese woman whose name is Miriam. I mean, she has a Hebrew name, you know, and she knows about this Hebrew culture, right, and knows about the Hebrews being on the west coast of Africa. So what we have here is Yafet dwelling in the tents of Shem, calling the shots, canceling aid to Hebrews, all right? Just keep that in mind. Ben Rose, the Deputy National Security Advisor, said the continued expansion of Israeli settlements gave the U.S. little choice. Prime Minister Netanyahu had the opportunity to pursue policies that would have led to a different outcome today. Rose told reporters on a conference call, "We hear the two words about a two-state resolution, and then we see the actions that are making the two-state resolution out of reach." House Speaker Paul Ryan called the U.S. abstention shameful in a statement issued after the vote. Ryan, President-elect Donald Trump, and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer had all called on the Obama administration to veto the resolution before the vote. Basically, and even you know, President-elect Trump has already said this, that he's going to start, like, cutting aid to Israel, cutting ties to Israel. I mean, basically, it's a small piece of a country in the Middle East that the United States gives $4 to $6 billion a year to for nothing. They can't be an actual ally to the United States. They can't actually help fight. They're just a pawn in the Middle East's chess game, right? And so we see right now the cutting of the ties. And it's going to go ahead and continue, right, which is only going to go ahead and anger and enrage country after country. Remember, Mystery Babylon is burnt to the ground. All nations fire her arrows in Mystery Babylon, and none of them miss. So Mystery Babylon has to start upsetting the rest of the nations so they can get ready to go ahead and burn this land to the ground for your sake, Israel, okay? So that's what's happening right now. We're seeing that take place right now. And we're seeing leaders come out and come against this false nation, these plagiarizers, those who are masquerading as Habet Yisrael. They're just Khazars with a Hebrew mask on, masquerading in your land right now. And so a lot of countries are getting set up with it. And we're just kind of seeing the times and the temperature of different nations as it comes to, you know, this false nation called Israel over there in the Middle East. Go ahead, Ak. I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah, I would say keep an eye on it and definitely watch out because, of course, we know Israel is the 51st state of the United States. Like you said, they've been, you know, given billions, you know, billions in aid. So, you know, I definitely would say that the entirety of the situation, it bears watching. You know what I'm saying? You definitely want to keep an eye on it and see, you know, just see how it plays out, you know, because, again, you know, with that, you know, with the whole thing, we do know that the man of sin, he's going to, that's where he's going to be stationed at. And it's interesting that I also read that the United States was, you know, going to move its embassy to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, you know, and it's really interesting to see just how things are, shaping up, you know. And this was from this article right here. I got, let me post it in the room real quick. Yeah, this was from the Breaking Israel News, and it's really interesting, you know, and the article says the Third Temple is on its way as priests prepare ritual Shabbat showbreads, and, you know, and then they have the photos, of course, and stuff like that. Yeah, man. And it says here, this, let me see, when was the article? The article was a couple days ago, December 21st, 2016. And it says, last Saturday, a Shabbat reenactment of the temple ritual that took place in the holy city of Hebron, giving participants a taste of the temple service as it was in biblical times, while taking a practical step towards preparing for the third temple. The article goes on and just, you know, it has like a pictures, it has the pictures of the altar, you know, with the 12, like they say here, the 12 Shabbat showbreads, and then it's got the menorah, and it's got, like, again, this was not these pictures, but had pictures of the garments and some of the you know, some of the utensils that they were building. And I think that video that I put in the, that was Return of the Origins of the Gods. No, that one was Return of the Fallen, the second one, the part two. But they actually were, in that video, they were showing that they were preparing for this since back then. You know what I'm saying? The video, wow. I did the video back in 2009, and I think those clips were from like the late 90s or the beginning of the millennium, somewhere around that time frame. So this has all been in effect. You know what I'm saying? And this, I mean, because again, this has been going on since the beginning of this age, since Satan, you know, caused the fall of man. You know what I'm saying? With this deception, he's had this particular time when his, you know, his Messiah, basically, which is the anti-Messiah, the man of sin, is going to rule. He's going to be fully possessed by Satan, and he's going to rule for that 3.5-year time. So all of this stuff, man, it's all coming to a head, and it's all coming to that one particular event with, you know, the war against Yah's people. You know what I'm saying? The war against the saints. So that's what all of this is leading to. You know, whatever they're doing now, you know what I'm saying, with the settlements and, you know what I'm saying, with that, you know, it's all coming to, you know what I'm saying, it's all going to culminate with the man of sin, you know what I'm saying, him ruling for that 3.5-year stead. So all of these things, even there was I don't know if you heard of this or not, I know me and Akeem were talking about this, but this article right here, I just seen, this was talking about them actually hearing what was it? Let me post it in the room real quick. Basically, this is saying that scientists have, you know, basically not made contact, but scientists hear these radio signals that have been coming from, coming from the Shemaim or coming from the heavens. Let me post this in the room for the fam real quick, and then let me read this article. Here it is. It says, it may be 3 billion light years away from Earth, but this distant constellation could be trying to contact us. 6 bursts of radio waves have been detected from the constellation Arugia. I believe I'm saying that right. Each lasting just a few milliseconds. While the source of the waves remain unknown, some suggest that these mysterious bursts of energy could be a sign of alien life trying to contact us. The waves were detected by researchers at McGill University in Montreal, using the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia and the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico. But yeah, man, this is interesting because, again, as we look at that spiritual timeline and we see, you know, just in the order of things, you know, all of these things must take place before the man of sin is revealed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to say return of the fallen, the reemergence of the fallen, you know, Planet X, Nibiru, that whole thing, you know, the collapsing of the world's economy. We still got that to go. You know, we still have all of these things that must take place. And, you know, we're seeing it happen right now. We're in the very beginnings of these things, you know, like with this, you know, this, I'm not going to call it a pseudo war because the death is real, but this war against Islam, the tune-up, I'll call that, you know, it's the tune-up, you know, they're preparing for the real war, which is the war against, you know, Yah's people, the war against the saints by, you know, this war on Islam. And so, man, it's just a lot of stuff that's going on, fam. But again, as we've talked about throughout the entirety of tonight's radio show, man, it's just remain focused. Stay focused. That's the most important thing. Stay focused on what's important. You know what I'm saying? And what's important is the salvation of your very soul, man. So if things don't have bearing on your salvation, then it's not really worth it. You know what I'm saying? But what has bearings on your salvation, that's what we should put, you know, the whole of our energy into, because that is what's going to keep us focused, is, you know, sound mind and just remain in focus and just, you know, continually to study and continuing to, you know, keep our ear towards the ground. And I'm telling you, man, Aqua, just all of the things that were, you know, that are going on, you know, in the world, man, it's like it's never enough time to, you know, just to sit down and study. Man, I can just sit down and, you know, I'll be in front of the computer. Next thing I know, man, it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, it's still like, wow, you know, you know, with just with all of the, you know, researching and just looking videos, reading, whatever the case may be, man, it's always something that we can, you know, that we can better ourselves with, and there's always something that we can learn, you know, that's going on, you know what I'm saying, that can help us on this road to the path of salvation.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, basically, like it says in the book of Revelations, man, I believe it's Revelations 1:1, basically how these things must take place with speed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we had opportunities. I mean, I remember first coming to the truth and just spending hours, man, just going through the Bible, listening to all the lessons and going over my scriptures, highlighting scriptures and taking notes on all the readings I was reading and whatnot, man. And it's like, wow, like I don't even have the time to even do that anymore because everything is just taking place so fast, man. You know, it's almost like it's like the news becoming like a pattern almost. You just mentioned like
sound waves going out into space. But, man, they've been sending – the first time I heard about broadcasting to space was the speeches of Adolf Hitler going into space, into the Milky Way. They were sending that out, right? And that was like when I was a little boy, I heard about that type of stuff. And, you know, it's like the news is just like on top of each other. It seemed like one story is the same as the next. We heard about the truck driving to the crowd in Germany. I believe it was in Germany. But, man, 6 months earlier, we heard about the same thing in Nice, France. Truck driving to a crowd of people. You know, it's like, so when I first heard about that, I was like, no, it's an old story. I'm like, oh, wow, they're doing that again. You know, the news becomes the same news. It's really, truly becoming nothing new underneath the sun. You know, even down to the basic everyday news. You know, it's like, man, I heard that story, but I know I've heard that before. You know, so like you said, you know, we don't have a lot of time to waste around, man. We have to really prepare ourselves and get ready for these times to come. Keep our minds steady. Keep our minds focused. Focus on Yah's word. Focus on his laws, his statutes, his commandments. That's truly the only thing that's going to save us and keep us and protect us in the wars to come. You know, so, yeah.
Man, you know, it's funny that you said that, you know, with the repetitiveness of the news, because as you were saying that, it became, you know, that much more apparent to me. That's how they, you know, established the MO, you know what I'm saying? When they, you know, they, or that's how, you know, these things are classified or identified, you know, that's, you know, like you said, when the same truck, you know, in Nice or on the French Riviera, yeah, it was in Nice, where, you know, the truck driver ran through and, you know, so that's being, you know, something like that is becoming classified as, you know, a Muslim thing. You know what I'm saying? Like how beheadings of the, you know, of the of some of the ancient times, that's associated with, you know, with the Islamic faith. And again, as it relates to us, the Israelites, you know what I'm saying? They're going to start to label certain things, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to start to identify these certain things with the Israelite way, you know? And that's, as you were saying, man, it's just, you know, it just made me think like, oh, okay, yeah, that does make sense how they do these things and how it's ingrained again, just in the, you know, into the thought process of, you know, John Q. Public when he flips on the TV. And of course we know, you know, from, you know, just looking at it from that spiritual standpoint with the alpha and the beta waves and how they're emitted and, you know, how the television, you know, just from a scientific standpoint, how it, you know, it sends out those waves, and those waves are meant to lull you, you know, and put you into a certain state, you know what I'm saying? It puts you into this super relaxed state to where you're, you know, you start to lose, you start to lose consciousness to a certain degree to where you're more, you know, you're more receptive to these things. And so that's, you know, on that, you know, on that frequency with the alpha waves and the beta waves, you become more, you know, and it's kind of like through that repetition. You ever notice how sometimes you can just recite a commercial jingle just out of nowhere? You know what I'm saying? And you'll just start reciting just little stuff like that. Okay, that's how they slip it in, man. You know what I'm saying? Through those, through those waves, man. You know, it's just funny how these things happen. How we, you know, praise be to Yah, man. When we gain understanding about everyday things that we're, you know, that we come in contact with, Yah gives us understanding. And we're then able to, you know what I'm saying, magnify that and see things on the spiritual, because ultimately that's the only way that we're going to survive in this physical world is to walk in the spiritual. You know what I'm saying? To walk in the spiritual and to navigate spiritually. Because if you're stuck on flesh, then you've already missed out, because things have already happened spiritually. The physical is the second part about it. Just like in the military, they have the preparatory command and then they have the command of execution, where they say, like, ready, front. You know what I'm saying? Ready is the preparatory command. Front is the command of execution. So when you look at that, you know, when you look at that from a spiritual nature, you have things happening on the spiritual, and then they take place on the physical. So if you're always so physical, if you're always in the physical aspects of things, you always one step too late. You one step too slow because you're operating at half capacity. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense, man. So it's like we have to, you know, be operating at that higher level. We have to be operating on the spiritual so that, you know, we're able to navigate and to, you know, to get around those physical barriers, those obstacles, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you talked about repetition earlier, man, just a second ago. And, I mean, having a greater understanding of that. And it's like, man, you know, everything that happens to the nation of Israel is repetitive, man. You know, we've had disobedience, we've had the killing of prophets, and we've had agents in the midst, man, just destroying us, right? So, you know, the adversary entered Judah or Yehuda or Judas, we call him Judas, and you know, had him be an agent against Yehoshua HaMashiach. And every single movement that you see the Hebrews put together is always some agent of Hebrew blood who causes a folly to that movement, man, and breaks it apart. You know, whether it be the Black Panthers, you know, whether it be, you know, FOI or the Fruits of Islam, whether it be, you know, Malcolm X's movement, so on and so forth, man. So we can definitely expect the same thing in greater measurement within this this last movement, this Israelite movement, man, as we wake up to the truth as to who we are and we begin to become that nation that Yah has called us to be. Expect those agents to come on out and fight against and aid the adversary against us, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read a script real quick. Revelation chapter 12, verse 13 through 17. And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. He persecuted Israel, who gave birth to Yehoshua HaMashiach. And the woman was given two wings of a great eagle to fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time, 3.5 years, from the presence of the serpent. And out of his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river after the woman, to cause her to be swept away by the river. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to fight with the remnant of her seed, those guarding the commands of Yah and possessing the witness of Yehoshua HaMashiach. Man, nothing comes easy to you, Israel. Whether it be our father Jacob fighting the Amalekim to gain his name, whether it be our father Jacob conjuring up and plotting and buying the name, buying the birthright from our uncle Esau, whether it be our King Dawid on the run, running from Shaul, whether it be Yehoshua HaMashiach, whether it be you coming over on them slave ships, you know, nothing comes easy to us, man. You know, and so in these last days, you can expect agents in the midst as this dragon enrages against us and fights against us. He's going to have COINTELPRO coming inside to destroy you, to obliterate you, to break up your families, to break up your assemblies, right? Because he's a roaring lion seeking whom he may destroy. And so in these last days, just expect that, man. Just expect that. Expect that same repetition. Expect that same COINTELPRO, expect the niggas in the camp to covet the goal, to covet what should not be coveted, and bring into the camp and bring infection to the midst of the camp, right? Expect that. That's what's going to happen, right? But Yah will give you deliverance and give you strength as long as you're abiding by his commands. Those that are keeping and guarding the commands of Yah and possessing the witness of Yehoshua as Messiah, that's who Yah is going to protect, right? So just food for thought, Israel.
Okay. Hallelujah. Yeah, and, you know, hey, you, like the Ox said, man, it's always going to be like that, brothers and sisters, but you have to remain focused. You know what I'm saying? And it's time for us, you know, not just to know and quote the scriptures, but to live the scriptures, you know. Yehoshua said it best, you know, the time is coming and now is, where the true worshipers of Yah shall worship him in spirit and in truth. You know what I'm saying? People can have the truth. The truth is the word, but you have to possess the spirit of the truth as well, in addition to the word. If not, you're no different than the scribes and Pharisees, because the scribes and Pharisees had the truth, but they did not possess the spirit of the truth, because they could not see the word in the flesh, who was Yehoshua the Messiah. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, family, it's just that simple, man. This isn't something that is so, you know, fantastical to where it's so hard to see. Yah even said it in the book of Deuteronomy. These laws aren't hard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These laws aren't, you know, this isn't difficult. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It's not hard at all. This is something that we can do. So, you know, we just have to do it. That's all. We just have to do it, brothers and sisters. You know, for this command which I am commanding you today is not too hard and not too far off from you. It's not too hard for you, nor is it far off. I'm sorry, that's Deuteronomy 30:11. So it's not hard, because Yah said it's not hard. So Yah cannot lie. Men lie. Yah cannot lie. So Yah says it's not hard. So it's not hard for us to do. We just have to overcome, man. That's what your name says. You know, it's all in the name, family. You know, and our name says that we will overcome. So we have to overcome. And the only way that we can overcome is to stay focused. So, hey, hallelujah. Go ahead, take us out with some righteous words, Aki.
Okay, no doubt, man. I'm going to just read a script, man. Just go back to Torah, man. Deuteronomy 11, I'm going to start at verse 24. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads is yours, from the wilderness of Lebanon, from the river. The river Euphrates, even to the western sea, is your border. No man shall stand against you. Yah, your Almighty, shall put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, as he has spoken to you. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing when you obey the commands of Yah, your power, which I command you today. And the curse, if you do not obey the commands of Yah, your Almighty, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after the other mighty ones which you have not known. Man, Yah made it pretty simple for us, man. He told us, he sent before us the blessing and the curse, life and death. And then he gave us the answer. He said, listen, choose life. All right? So here's the question. Here's the test. Life or death? Guess what? Choose life. That's the answer, okay? All right? And time again, we chose death. Now is the time for us to choose life, right? It's 2016 next week, or the week after, rather, excuse me, will be 2017. We are approximately 2 years, you know, away from the ending of our captivity. You can expect yourself to be blessed. You can expect yourself to, you can expect things to happen for you. You know what I mean? The curses to be lifted. Okay, great. Stuff like that. Okay, cool, cool, cool. But stay focused. Stay focused. Do not transgress the laws of Yah, for he is the one who gives you power to get wealth. You may be blessed in these last couple of years, you know, and thereafter. But remember, it's Yah who is doing it for you. Okay? Keep his law, statutes, and commandments, and prepare yourselves. Because Israel, again, nothing comes easy to you. You have to suffer. You have to go through. You have to strive for power, overcome with power, and eventually you shall rule the world with power. All right, Hayyel Shaddai. All right, but stay focused and do it.
Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Excellent, Aki. So, hey, family, that's it, man. May Yah bless you, guard you, and guide you. May He make His face to shine upon you and to show His favor to you. May the Almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, our Abba, Hayyel Shaddai, lift His beautiful face upon us all and give us all peace. Peace in the name of Yahushua, the Messiah, who is Prince of Peace, brothers and sisters. Till next we meet, as always, may Yah bless, may Yah bless, may Yah bless. Shabbat shalom.